It's time to feel better with help from Dr. Suzanne Bennett. Allergies, nutrition, ultimate wellness, all discussed right here, right now. It's Wellness for Life Radio on Radio MD. Here's your host, Dr. Suzanne.
In my clinical practice, it's not just the women who experience issues relating to aging. I have many, many male patients who want to get rid of their brain fog, you know, lack of pizzazz. Their energy is just simply tapped out. Others confide in me about their low libido or issues with their sexual performance. Now, this is absolutely devastating for men, and many are still in their prime age, right? But they still feel too old. They just feel like they're getting older. They're losing their muscles all of a sudden, and their belly fat is starting to grow. And, you know, it's just not helping even by exercising and jumping on the treadmill. So what is it that we can do to help our men get their vitality, vigor, and virility back? You know, today that's what I'm going to share, my best strategies on Nature's Secret for helping men at any age so you can have brain stamina and strength, muscle mass and power, and a stronger and healthier libido. Why? Well, a lot of people may be talking about the quote-unquote male menopause, I like to use the more descriptive and accurate term of andropause. Andropause is basically the natural decrease, natural drop in men in a variety of hormones, and particularly testosterone. And they even see that fluctuations of their estrogen, which is the female hormones, that they actually may be going up. Yeah, men have estrogens as well. Sure, testosterone is on the higher level and estrogens are in the lower level. But as that men get older, there's an enzyme in the body that converts small amounts of testosterone into to estrogen. And when that happens, as you are declining with age, you are declining the testosterone level. Often there is a composition change in the body and you start seeing more weight gain around the belly and hips and even in the breasts, which is, you know, called gynecomastia, or, you know, the loose term is called man boobs. So what we want to do is we want to try and slow down this gradual decrease. It's called andropause. And, you know, by the time a man reaches up to 80 years old, testosterone levels may be down to even 30% lower. And that's something that we want to shift. There's also a really important steroid hormone called DHEA that also starts to decline from age 20. And it's a precursor to testosterone, so that's why it's really important. When you go to your doctor, do get 3 tests done. I like to see how much testosterone level you have, DHEA-S, and the sex hormone binding globulin. The sex hormone binding globulin, SHBG, it's called, it actually tells us whether or not the testosterone is even working, because if it's bound too much by this protein, then you're not going to be able to utilize it. So what are some of the changes you'll feel? You'll start to feel tired. You have no energy. You feel weaker in the muscles. You actually have sexual problems, and you have trouble with performance, and it reduces also your libido. Like, you just don't have the desire anymore. You lose your muscle mass, your bone mass. You have hair loss. Again, those man boobs show up. And then you might even have night sweats like women do. Yeah, hot flashes. You can have depression and even anxiety, insomnia. You have prostate enlargement and inflammation and pain in the base of where your genitals are. And then you might even have urination problems. So what do we do to get rid of all of these symptoms and minimize that? Then what I say, let's go for the V3 for life strategies. Now, V3, what does it stand for? Vitality, vigor, and virility. Now, the first V, again, vitality, what we need to do is you need to change what you're eating. Vitality, in the fastest way to get more energy and get that vibrancy in your body, and that surge of adrenaline actually is even, you got to change what you're eating. And your brain function and stamina and strength are also related to your diet. So to feel your best at any age, then you need to remove the most common inflammatory foods out of your meal plan. I've said this many times, but I'm going to say it again. Dairy, gluten, sugar are the worst offenders. It will cause a ton of inflammation, cause acid reflux, gas and bloating, irritability, even headaches, and it will rob men of their testosterone. So one of the other factors that I like to put in is alcohol. You know that if you have too much alcohol, you're definitely going to get to have that brain fog. You won't have that vitality that you want. You'll start to grow that beer belly, and you won't even be able to sleep because you're all jacked up from that alcohol. Acid reflux will set in, and of course, then you start to feel poor within your body, and that also affects your hormonal levels because your endocrine system is all whacked out. So only drink one drink a week if you can. That would be best, and you will see that you'll be bouncing in your feet at no time, you know? So keep up with that. Just minimize it slowly. You might even have to detox through start dropping the levels of alcohol intake. I also suggest that if you can, take DHEA. I love that. There are other supplements that I use to boost your brain health and bone strength and energy. DHEA, it starts probably about 40 years old. Men and women alike need DHEA to make more testosterone. It is going to help with your sexual dysfunction. I find that it really helps with your muscle mass and lack of energy and improves your brain. So you could start like 5 milligrams and start to go up and work with your doctor on that and get those blood labs done to see that it's going up. Another couple of supplements that I really like for your brain vitality is acetyl L-carnitine and glycerol phosphocholine, GPC. Both together will prevent brain deterioration, and it will help you with your memory loss and word retrieval. And that's one of the factors that we feel our age, you know. Men will think, God, I can't think straight anymore, and I'm losing it. And, you know, Alzheimer's disease is more men than women. So let's take a look at that, right? And then take your vitamin D, super, super important to keep your muscles strong and your bones healthy. And it also, they say that vitamin D is going to help you with your brain energy, your alertness, and you will definitely start to see those six-pack abs again because it helps you with your weight. Now, number two stands for vigor. So vigor, what we want to do is make sure that you have a powerful body at any age. And as we age, we will drop on the levels of ability to make muscle. So protein-rich diet is super important. And make sure you take digestive enzymes, because as we age, we don't have enough enzymes to be able to break down those proteins to use it to build muscle. And when you do that, when you build muscle, you'll have more ability to use that sugar in your bloodstream, so then you'll decrease the diabetes, which is so common as we age. You can look at all the different types of foods by going to drsuzanne.com/checklist. And there you'll find all the right types of proteins that I ask you to eat, all the right types of nutrient-dense fruits, vegetables, as well as non-grain carbs. So go to drsuzanne.com/checklist. If you're vegan, you can also have a pea protein. Now, my final V stands for virility. Virility. And that means we really want to help with your sexual dysfunction and libido. We don't want to lose it. I have men in my practice at 70s, even in their 80s, they are able to have sexual activity and have an orgasm without a problem. So what are the factors that cause an issue with virility? Obesity. Obesity is one of the number one condition. Being overweight and obesity, it cuts down the blood flow to your penis. Now, being obese is definitely a major risk in erectile dysfunction, 39 to 90% compared to normal weight people. Super important. Also, environmental toxins like endocrine disruptors that are estrogenic. You got to watch out. Go to environmental working group for that. All right, everyone, make sure that you go ahead and get your three big V3s, vitality, vigor, and virility, and you'll feel so much better. And let's keep it going here. All right, everyone, this is Dr. Suzanne. Thanks so much for giving me this opportunity to serve you. I'm dedicating to help you feel great And thanks for being on Radio MD. See you next time. For information about my practice and supplements, go to Dr.